Test 65, Section 3, Question 18. This is saying what generalization is illustrated by the passage, and so this is kind of a most supported principle, or generalizations or principles, kind of the same thing. So we're going to create a big if-then or a big general statement about what the passage said. And it says, hospitals, universities, labor unions, and other institutions may well have public purposes and be quite successful at achieving them, even though each of their individual staff members does what he or she does only for selfish reasons. Okay, so this is kind of a funny one because it's basically saying these big groups, you know, these hospitals, they can have these public purposes and do really well at accomplishing those, even though each individual member is really just kind of looking out for themselves. So if we were going to kind of say what's the big picture, it's saying that the group can actually do something different or accomplish something different than what any individual is seeking to accomplish, or something along those lines. So A, what is true of some social organizations is not true of all such organizations. It's not about some versus all, it's about the parts of the organization versus the whole. An organization can have a property that not all of its members possess. Well, that's proven, because the organization can have the property, serving public purposes, and that even that though none of the people in it has that purpose. So B is pretty good. People often claim altruistic motives for actions that are in fact selfish. There's nothing in here that talks about people claiming anything. So C is bad. Many social institutions have social consequences unintended by those who founded them. The problem is we don't really know anything about the founders. All we know is about the individual staff members. And so the founders could have had that in mind. So it doesn't really tell us about the founders, so therefore D doesn't work either. And then often an instrument created for one purpose will be found to serve another purpose just as effectively. And here again, we don't know necessarily about the difference between created for one purpose and found to serve another purpose, because we don't know whether that was their founding purpose. And it's about the difference between the individuals, or the members of the group, and the group effect as a whole. And so therefore, B is definitely our best answer, because the group, the university, labor union, other things, have this characteristic of serving public purposes, even though that's not the purpose of any individual member. So B is definitely the best.